Okay, this is the final parak of Matnos Aniyim, parak Yud, and again focusing on the mitzvot tzedakah. And actually, the Rambam is going to spend a lot of this parak really focusing more on philosophy and some of the hashkafic implications of both giving or not giving tzedakah, not so much on the technical aspects. So, whereas normally the Rambam spends one or two halachas, the end of the final parak focused on something about hashkafa. Here, most of the parak is dedicated to it. So he says in Halacha Aleph, Chayavin Anulizar Mitzvah Tzedakah Yosef Bekom Mitzvah Tzedakah. So we are chayav today to be very careful of the Mitzvah Tzedakah more than other positive commandments. Shet Tzedakah Simen Letzadik Zera Avraham Avinu. It's very interesting. So Tzedakah, the giving of Tzedakah, is a certain sign that comes from Avram, and it shows that we're from his lineage. So how do we identify Avram as? Avram is identified by his giving of Tzedakah, right? Shenemar Ki Yidati V'Lamana Sheisav Esban Alasa Tzedakah. Okay, the Ein Kisa Yisrael Miskaven the Dasa Emes Omedes Elabit Staka. So basically, the Jewish people, the throne of Israel, what?
Sorry.
Oh, okay, the throne of Israel and what do you call it? And the true Das, the true ideology, it only stands with the giving of Staka. Shnei Rabbit Staka Tikoneni Ben Yisrael Negalal B'Staka, and Ben Yisrael only get redeemed by giving Staka. Shnei Rabbit Tziyom Yisrael Tepadev Shavi B'Staka. So we see Staka is very critical to the essential identity of the Jewish people. Halacha Beis. Lolam ain adam anim in tzedakah. This is actually a very important idea brought down from the Gemara. That Chazal maintained that a person cannot get poor if he gives tzedakah. Vein davar ra v'lo hezek nigla b'shvil tzedakah. And no, what it called harm or damage will overcome to a person from doing tzedakah. Shneimar v'yamaset tzedakah shalom. Kol merachin rachman alav. Anyone who acts in a merciful way will get mercy onto him. Shneimar v'nasan lachal rachman rikham av yerbecha. The Chol Mishu HaChzari, anyone who's cruel, vein merachem, and doesn't have mercy on others, Yishlachos HaLiyachso. So you should be very concerned about his yichus, his genealogy. Shein HaChzarios Mitzuya Elav Akum. We only find cruelty, we've seen this before in the Rambam, only among non-Jews. Shemra HaChzari Hem Avloim Rachamu. V'chol Yisrael V'al Nilva Alehem Ka'achem Hem. Right, so all the Jewish people and anyone who attaches themselves to Jewish people are like our old brothers. Shemra Banim Atem L'Hashem Okechem. V'im Lo Yirachem Ach Al Ach, Mi Rachem Alav. If one brother doesn't have mercy on another brother, who will have mercy? And where will the poor of the Jewish poor turn their eyes to? Hala akum, will they turn to the non-Jews? Shasonin osan, the road for Nacharan that hate us. Ha inan tluyos elachan. Rather, their eyes, the eyes of the poor, are always pointed towards their fellow Jews. So that's why we must help them. Halacha gimel, call malamina min tzedakah. Anyone who turns away from giving tzedakah, hareis a nikra b'liyal. Right, it's considered to be some type of rebellion. Kamoshin nikra ovid akum b'liyal, like those idolaters. Uvakum hu omer, right, and it says by the non-Jews, Yatsu anashim nevliyal, right, uvamal meina min tzedakah, hu omer, yisham lecha pen yadavrim lecha v'liyal. So we see that a person who turns away from giving tzedakah, that person is considered to be rebellious. V'nikra rasha, he's also called an evil person. Shneimar v'rachim yishayim achzare. V'nikra chote, he's a sinner. Shneimar v'karal chal Hashem v'evach achet. V'akadosh baruch hu karov l'shabas aniyim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu always pays attention to the cries of the poor. Shneimar Shavas Anayim Aniyim Atatishma Levikach. Therefore, Tzarich Lizar B'Tzakasam. We should be very careful when we hear the cries of the poor. Shere Bris Krusolahem, because there's a special covenant enacted with them. Shneimar Bayaki Tzaki Lai V'Shemati Kichanan Ani. Okay, Lachadalit Kol Nosin Tzakalani B'Saver Panim Ros. Anyone who gives tzedakah to a poor person in an unpleasant way, like his demeanor isn't nice. Kibushos bekarka, like his face is on the ground. I feel nusnal elazuhuvim. Even if he gives him $1 million, avad zchusov evsida, he loses out the merits of giving tzedakah and completely. Elanosan lo b'serav ani yafos v'simcha. So you should give it to the ani in a happy way, in a pleasant way, and not only that, umisananim al tzaraso, and you should sit with him and go over all his troubles and speak to him about it. Shenemar imlo b'chisi l'kasha yom agma nafshi levya. And you speak to him about words of like to comfort the guy. So that's how you're supposed to give tzedakah. Let's say an ani asks you for money, you're not carrying any money with you. Right? So what do? You make him feel better with words. And you can't scold the ani, and you can't raise your voice against them. Mechalibo nishbar, because his heart is broken. The nitka, v'ariu omer leiv nishbar v'nitka, leiv mol tevaze. V'omer, l'achios ruach shvanlam l'achios leiv nagaim. V'oy l'mi shehichlam es ani, oylo. And it is woe unto the person who shames the ani. Elayilo ke'ev bein racham ke'av bein racham b'mizvaram shemra av anochi levyonim. Rather, you should be like a father to him, both in mercy and with words. Yes. Okay. Alach above. Hakofa acherim li'tein staka. Someone who forces other people to give staka. Umase osan schar gadlo mischar nosin. Right. So and let's say inspires him to give staka. His reward is greater than the person who gives. Shenemar v'yamase stakim shalom. V'agabeit staka giotzim hem omer matzdike ramen kuchavim. That's like the what it called. That's the halacha by the gabeit staka. That's how they're treated. Halacha zayin. Shmona malo sheish b'staka zulumazo. This is very famous. There are eight levels of giving staka. Okay, because the Rambam codifies this. Eight levels of giving staka. Maila gedola shein l'malei mena. So what's the highest level of staka? Zeh machzik b'yad Yisrael shimcha. So what's the case? The case is let's say a Jew who has lost everything. Okay, he was a successful whatever stockbroker and he loses everything. And what do you do? You go ahead and you build him back up again. So he doesn't rely require other people. So you support him before he ends up falling and leaving other people. So that's the highest level. What's lower than this? No sin stuck alaniim, right? A person who gives money to the poor, velo yada mi nasan, velo yada ha'ani mimi lakach. Anonymity. What do you call it? I don't know who I'm giving to, and the poor person doesn't know who he's receiving from. Sharei zu mitzvah lishma. That's the ideal form of the mitzvah. Kagon lishchas chasham shai some mikdash. So in the base of mikdash, they had this like secret box room. Shayu atzadikim nosim ba b'chashai. So the righteous would give. Money, put money in there secretly. And then the poor people will come and take the money. No one knew who was given. No one knew who was taken. The carvel's that, and like this, okay, close to this, when you give money into a tzaka box, so you should not give money to a kupa, only if you know, the person watching it is trustworthy and a sage, and that he's able to go ahead and distribute the money in the proper way, like Rabbi Chananya. Halacha tes pachas mizad. The next level down, sheyeda hanosin lemigitain lo yeda haani mimilakach. So the giver knows who he's giving to, but the poor person does not know who he's taking from. Kagon gedolei chachamim shayolchem b'seisar. So the tzaddikim would go around secretly umashlichin malos apischaniim, and they would take money and throw it in the doorways of the poor. Ugezer roy lasos umale tovahi. This is the right way to do it. Im ena mamunim itzaka noagin kshura. Okay, but as long as what it called, if you should do it this way, if the gabei tzedakah, right, are not actually behaving properly, Allah yud pachas who is there lower than this, sheyeda ha'ani mi natav lo danosin, that the ani knows who he's taking from, but the giver does not know who he's giving to. Going dole chachamim, the sages, what would they do? Shayud sorim hamoz pesidineim, so they would take coins and put them in like a sheet and then bundle it up. Umashin lacharan, they would throw it over their shoulders. Ubain haniim. And the aniyim would come and notlin kadesh lelahem busha. Aniyim would come from behind the chachamim and take money, so there'd be no embarrassment there. Halach yidalef pachas bizeh sheitin lo biyado kodem sheyishal. So the lower level is that you give it to the poor person before he actually sticks out his hand to request it. Halach yidbeis pachas bizeh sheitin lo achar sheyishal. The next level down is you give it to him after he asks. Halach yidgimel pachas bizeh lower than this sheitin lo pachas min oray b'seri ponim yafos. Lower than this is you give him less than the shear, right? But you do it in a happy way. Alach yadal pachas mizeh lower than that sheitin lo ba'etzev that you give it to him in sadness. Alach etesvav gedolei chachamim hayinosim prutel ani koyim kol tefila. So the great sages would give a little bit of staka to the poor person prior to their tefila, prior to davening. Da'achrach misfalim and then they would daven. Shnemra ani betzedek echazeh panecha. That's the way it was. That's the way it should be done. Alach etesayin hanosim mizonos levana benosav agdolim sheino chayim nezosayin. Let's say I give money to my kids who don't really need me for support. Right, and I'm not to what it called, and I'm not no longer chayev to teach them what it called. I'm not obligated to support them, but I'm doing it in order to teach the boys Torah and for the women the right path. And that, this way they won't be what it called mevaze, won't be denigrated. Or let's say I give money to my parents. That's considered staka. Staka gudolahi shakar kodim. Right, and the greatest staka is what it called is to those people who are closest to you. Anyone who invites over poor people and feeds and drinks them, or orphans, it's very good. When he calls out to God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer him. So the Chachamim commanded us that the poor and the orphan should be members of our houses instead of servants. It's better to use, as help for the house, these people, right? Better to have Jews working for you than non-Jews as, let's say, your servants. Because anyone who has lots of non-Jewish servants is bringing sin to the world. But if there are aniyim who are Jewish in his house all the time, that can only, produce a house of more mitzvahs. Okay, famous halacha. A person should always work out that he should suffer a bit on his own and never, ever, ever make himself a burden on the tzibur at large. The chachamim command us, amru, okay, don't rely on, don't appeal to the greater people for money. Right? Even if he's someone who is a chacham and he becomes poor, what should he do? He should get a job. Even if it's a disgusting job, we should never, ever, ever rely on charity from others. Right? It's better for him to go ahead and skin the animals that are nevela animals, v'lo yomer la'am, right? He should better to do that than to say to the people, chacham gadol ani, kohen ani, parnesuni, rather than him say, listen, I'm a wise sage, or I'm a kohen, support me. V'kach siv chachamim, that's how the chachamim commanded us. Gedolei chachamim, hayu mehem chot ve'etzim, v'nosei akaros, v'shov ve'mayim, l'gnus, right? V'osei abarzel, v'pachamim. So basically the chachamim had all these, what we would certainly today, and back then as well, would consider to be very degrading jobs like carrying wood or making charcoal, etc. V'lo shalom in the tzibur. They never ever asked anything from the tzibur. V'lo kiblu mehem kishenaslohem. They would accept it even when gifts were given to them. Okay? Allah yates. At the same time, kol mi she'eno tzarech litol umram es'am v'notol. All right? Eno basement is a kena ed achi tzarech lebrios. Okay? Anyone who does not need to take money from the people and does, meaning he's lying to them, he'll die early. V'ayu b'chal oror gevesh yitach v'adam. Anyone who does require, I mean, let's say someone needs tzedakah, and he can't live unless he gets money from the tzibur. Okay, let's say someone, for instance, old or sick, etc., someone suffering from all these afflictions, and he doesn't take, he's like a murderer, and he's chayav, misa, so to speak. And he's going to suffer, and his life's going to stink. Anyone who needs the money and he doesn't want to and he pushes it off, and he goes ahead and lives a life of pain because he doesn't want to burden the people. He will not reach old age until he provides for others from his own means. And on these and all others we say, Baruch HaGever, praises the person who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That ends Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. Tomorrow, in Mirz Hashem, we will pick up Hilchos Trumos.